Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, coming to your homes live from Portland, Oregon. We are a people of worship, work, and prayer, ready to serve the Lord, ready to serve with the community, and ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord.
All right, y'all, praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's get our hearts and minds ready to enter into this place of Thanksgiving and
forth
with praise. Hallelujah. Let's sing along
with
the song.
To this place, you are welcome. Into this broken vessel, you desire to abide. In the praises of your people, so we lift our hands and we lift up our hearts as we offer up this praise unto your name. Listen here. Creation declares your glory, and the universe declares your majesty. Still you choose to abide in the praises of your people, so we offer up this praise unto your name. Welcome him tonight.
Welcome
to this broken
vessel.
We know that you desire
to abide
in the praises of your people. So we lift
our hands
and we lift up our hearts. Yes, we do. As we offer up. Declares your glory, oh, in the universe, declares your majesty, yet you choose to abide in the praises of your people, so we offer up this praise unto your.
Welcome,
it right now. Just welcome him. Come on.
Oh, we worship you.
Yes, we do, Lord.
We magnify your name.
Come on, welcome him tonight. Come on, come on.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's stop praying to the Lord. Let's give him some praise. Come on, let's saturate this place with the praise of the righteous, the praise of the upright. Those who have come into this place today to give God what's due unto him. Come on, give him the glory. Give him the honor. Come on, let your soul make a boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear the earth begin to magnify the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. The Bible says to give thanks unto the Lord. Why? He is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures unto all generations. What a mighty God we serve on today. What a mighty God we serve on today. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve on today. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Come on, y'all. Bless him. Bless him. God has given us the activities of our limbs. He's clothed us in our right mind. And we have health and strength today. May not be what we wanted to be, but guess what? We are here. Yes, 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 we are here. And we owe him another praise. We just give glory and honor to God today for each of you that are here with us and those who are joining us on the blog talk. Welcome, 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 family. We are so excited to be able to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, in person or through the blog talk call. We are just excited that we can come together to worship and magnify our Lord, our God. Hallelujah. We want to give all thanks to God today, for truly he is the head of our lives. We honor him and his presence. Amen. And to our own elder, meaning whether the elder farmer in his absence, Pastor Pennington in her absence, and to our friends, our brothers, our prayer warriors, Apostle and Lady Shriver, amen, Pat, Apostle Matt, Lady Beth, truly it's an honor to have them here with us on today. Truly it's an honor to have all of you all here with us on today, amen. God did not have to wake us up this morning, y'all. Amen. Amen. If you studied the Sunday school lesson, you saw that the Sunday school lesson talks about faith. And we all believe in something. And I believe that God would be my alarm clock this morning and wake me up on time with my mind stayed on him and keep me in perfect peace. Hallelujah. So we're grateful to God for the men and women who labor with us, who pray with us, who encourage us, and who stand with us to advance the kingdom, as we advance the kingdom of God. Amen. We're going to make ready now for our opening devotional reading. I don't see anybody who got a Bible ready to read for us this morning. Amen. If this is Women's Sunday, so if one of you all make ready, I need one to do us a reading. Here come Mother Kimmins. Amen. And then someone can do our opening prayer. Amen. Amen. So Mother Kimmins is reading. Who's going to pray? All right, Deaconess Faye is going to pray this morning. Amen. And then we're going to have our exhortation. I'll do some observation. We'll have our exhortation and we'll move into praise and worship. Amen. Anything you want to read, Mother, come on. This is we are celebrating, you all, our church anniversary. This is our 37th church anniversary, and we are celebrating. We are in store of a good time, just ready for the Lord to bless us and to use us in a mighty way. Amen. Mother Kimmins is coming at this time.
Amen. Hebrews 11:1 through 3.
Amen.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his holy word.
Amen. 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 Most gracious and everlasting heavenly Father, Lord God, it's once again I come, Father God, as humbly as I know how to come. Lord God, I come bow down at your throne of grace one more time just to glorify your righteous in your holy name. For you alone are God, and you are God all by yourself, and you are so worthy of all our praises. From the rising of the sun to the going down of that same sun, Lord God, you are worthy to be praised. Lord God, I thank you, Heavenly Father, for a new day that you have allowed us to wake up and see. A day, Father God, that we've never seen before and will never see again. Lord God, I bless your name, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord God, to be praised. Oh, how we love you, Lord God. We love you, Father God, because you first loved us. Lord, we can't thank you enough, Father God, for all the things that you have done and yet doing, Lord God. We give you the glory, God, today. We give you the honor. We give you all the praise. It all belongs to you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for a new day, Father God. A new day, Father God, just to bless you, Lord God. We are entering into your thanksgiving with praise, Father God. We glorify you, Lord God. We bow down at your throne of grace. We say hallelujah in the highest, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength, Lord God. We thank you for the activities of our limbs, Lord God. We pray, Father God, from the depths of our soul unto you, Lord God. Oh, how we love you, Lord God. Oh, how we need you, Lord God. Every minute, every hour, every day, Lord God, we need you. Lord God, we couldn't do nothing without you, Lord God. We thank you for walking with us, Lord God. We thank you for talking with us, Lord God. We thank you for keeping us in our right minds, Father God. Oh, Father God, we just ask you to bless each and every person, Father God, under the sound of my voice this morning, Father God. We ask you to bless them in a mighty way, Lord God. We lift up our pastor to you, Lord God. We ask you to touch her in a mighty special way, Lord God. Whatever her heart's desire and her needs want, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to just grant it unto her, Lord God. We ask you to touch him, deliver, restore bodies, Father God, like only you can, God. Nobody can do it but you, Jesus. We lift up holy hands unto you, God. Oh, how we love you, Lord God. How we magnify your righteous and holy name, God. Oh, God, you have been so good to us, Lord God. Oh, we bless you in season and out of season, Lord God. Oh, how we love you, Lord God. Great is he that is in me that he is in the world. You are the great I am. You're the lily of the valley. You're the bright and morning star. You're the God that was, is, and is to come, Father God. Oh, Father God, we pray that we keep our houses in order, Father God. Oh, how we want to be ready when you come, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this opportunity. One more time, Father God, just to lift up your holy name, Father God. For you alone are worthy. Lord God, we know that you're in the midst right now. Within all our lives.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank the Lord for that prayer today. Come on, do you feel the presence of the Lord? Do you feel the presence of the Lord today? Hallelujah. We are I'm trying to make sure the sound on the other end is working good. Amen. So, Sister Kamisha, if you could call in for me, let me know. I just moved the speaker so that people on the other end could hear, because it wasn't clear these last couple of Sundays. So I want to make sure that we are doing things with the spirit of excellence and doing things decent and in order. So I definitely don't want them to miss out. I do want to just give us a few announcements before we get ready. We get ready for our exhortation, our pastor's observation. We want to remind you that on next Sunday, August the 15th, we will be giving away school supplies. So we will be here, worship out of the box. So I ask that you would wear your T-shirt next Sunday and come ready to let's do ministry with our community. Amen. We just want to fill up the yard. We want to have music. We want to have fun. We just want our neighbors to come in and to enjoy us and know that we are not here. Had a young lady tell me, she said, I kept looking out all year long for somebody to be across the street and never saw anybody. I thought maybe you all were gone. So I want them to know that we are still here. Amen. We want them to know that we are still here and we are still on the Lord's side and we are still doing a great work for the Lord. Amen. So I want to encourage you. I hope and pray that you have been enjoying the book of Proverbs. Amen. Amen. We should be at 7 if we're not at 8. And some of us read it at night. Some of us read it in the morning. But we started on the 1st of August reading Proverbs 1. By the time we get to the end of August, we will have read the whole book, and we will have become wiser, amen, stronger, better for the Lord, amen. So I want to encourage you to make sure you're doing that. We're still having prayer on Tuesdays and Thursdays night, and we're still having prayer at noonday, amen. So there's plenty of opportunity to get connected with the family, amen. We're on a little vacation break, amen, from Wednesday night. I don't know about you, but I enjoyed last Wednesday, amen. I got off work and went home and laid on the couch, amen. And so it was wonderful to refresh my body and my mind. And so thank you for being so gracious and not mumbling and complaining about we not having Bible study on Wednesday. But thank you so much, amen. Thank you. Amen. Those are all the announcements that I have. Apostle Matt is here to preach us in on into year 37. Amen. We got to hear a word. We hear a word every week. Amen. But the office of the apostle is showing up different than the office of the pastor. And every now and then, the people and the pastor need to hear the voice of the apostle. We need to hear a word from the Lord that the word that the Lord had been speaking in the pastor just needed a confirmation. And it comes from the apostle. So I am honored. I am grateful that this man of God and this woman of God have become our friends. Amen. And they sow into us. They sow into me. And I love you both so much for your friendship, not only to me personally, but to this ministry. So Sister Kamisha is going to come and lead us in our exhortation of worship. That's just plowing the ground. Lady Beth is going to come and give us about 2 songs of worship to get us ready. And then Apostle's going to preach. So I want him up at 12 o'clock, ladies. Amen. I want him up at 12. So we're going to go before the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. But let the Lord have his way. Amen. Now we're not going to quench the spirit of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. As we just take the moment to set our minds on God and how good he's been to us, as we prepare for praise and worship, as we prepare to do what we were created to do, just think about how God saved us, how our testimony. Just take a moment and think about your personal testimony for this praise and worship experience to be personal this morning. Amen. Amen. Dear God, we come this morning just to give you glory and honor, oh God. We come this morning to praise your
holy name, oh God. We come bow down, God, humbly before you, oh God, to make a joyful noise unto you, oh God, to bless you, oh God, to magnify you, oh God, to make you big in this room, oh God. We pray now that you come, oh God, and you rest, oh God, that you come, oh God, and you set free, oh God. We come now, God, just lifting you up, oh God. We praise you and magnify you, oh God, for there is no other God like you, oh God. We thank you, God, for your blessings, oh God. We thank you, God, for your healing power, oh God. We thank you, God, for your deliverance, oh God. We thank you, God, for bringing us out of a way, out of no way, oh God. We thank you, God, for keeping our minds, oh God. We thank you, God, for saving our souls, oh God. We thank you, God, for your protection, oh God, of dangerous seen and unseen, oh God. We thank you for saving our family members, oh God. We thank you for healing our family members, oh God. We praise you, oh God, now, God, for these prayers, oh God. We praise you, oh God. We believe that you will do, oh God, for you are a miracle worker, oh God. You are our provider, oh God. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. So now, God, we come to do nothing else but praise and worship you, oh God, to sing songs to glory by you, oh God, to clap our hands, oh God, to stamp our feet, oh God, to open up our mouths and make a joyful noise unto you, oh God. Thank you, God, for this time of praise and worship, oh God. Thank you, God, for your presence now, God, that is here, oh God. Thank you for the anointing that you have poured out on us, oh God. Thank you, oh God, how we bless your holy name, how we magnify you, oh God, how we lift you up, oh God. Thank you, God, how we love you and adore you now, God. Thank you, oh God. Have your way in this place, oh God. Have your way in this place, oh God. Let your spirit fall now fresh on us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, so that we can worship you in spirit and in truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We bless you, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. Oh God, we love you, God. We adore you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your mighty name. Lord, we're just here today, Lord, to magnify you, to lift you up. Lord, there's none like you. We just invite you in today, Lord, to have your way. We stand back and set our agendas aside, Lord, because we want your holy rain, God. We want your holy rain, oh God, to fall fresh on us today. We thank you, Jesus, for your rain, Lord. Open the floodgates, God. Open the floodgates and let your glory just pour in. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. I need you, rain. I need your 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 rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain, let it rain, open the floodgates of heaven. ready to reign. Pour out on me, yeah. Pour out on me, yeah. Pour out on me, let it rain. Pour out on me. Pour out on me, yeah. Pour out on me, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain, let it rain. I feel the rain, 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 I feel the rain. I feel you rain. Pour out on me. Pour out on me. Pour out on me. Let it rain. Pour out on me. Yes. Pour out on me. Pour out on me. Let it rain. We welcome your 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 rain. Pour out on me, pour out on me, pour out on me, let it rain. Pour out on me, yeah. Pour out on me, yeah. Pour out on me, let it rain. Glory drops of rain. Glory drops of rain, 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 glory drops of rain. Glory drops of rain, our Father. Glory drops of rain, our Father. Glory drops of rain are falling down in here. Glory drops of rain are falling. Glory drops of rain are falling. Glory drops of rain are falling down in here. Rain on the sky. Rain on us. Rain on us, God. Rain on us, God. Rain on us, God. Rain on us, God. Rain on us. 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 Rain on us, rain on us, rain on us, rain on us. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates Let it rain. Let it rain. Hallelujah. We're ready for your rain, God. We're ready for your rain, God. Hallelujah. I turn it over to Apostle Matt Schreiber. Dr. Matt Schreiber. I like to call him Doctor.
Come on, give the Lord a good praise. It's an honor to be here. Thank you, honey. It's an honor to be here to serve the house today, see all of your wonderful faces, whether they're covered or not. I know you're behind those masks. We are thankful. We've known Pastor in this church for several years now, and it's always an honor to be here and to serve with you, to be with you and feel the anointing and the love that's in the room with God. That's the most important thing, isn't it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, when Pastor had invited us to come for the anniversary service, you know, there was a lot of times where when, as a minister, you pray, you know, sometimes several weeks, sometimes for me, it's, you know, I have engagements months in advance. And so I have a lot of time to prepare. Pastor informed us on a particular day that she wanted us to come and do the anniversary service. That was about a month and a half ago. And that night, God gave me this download.
All right.
The whole thing. He's very specific in his instructions. But before I go any further, I do want to give glory and honor to God, the Savior of our soul, Jesus Christ, the lover of our soul. Thank God for the pastor and for the elders and the ministers of the house. Thank God for my first lady, Beth. I thank God for her and the anointing on her life. And we greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, in Jesus' name. As I've gone through my studies, I study a lot of the original languages. And one of the things that I've found as far as transcribing scriptures, the closest to the original language is the King James Version Bible and the Amplified Bible. When I break down scriptures in the original language, in the Greek and the Hebrew, if I go to the Amplified, Pastor, usually I find that the Amplified is pretty right on the money. So I'm going to be reading, to save time, I'm going to be reading mostly out of the Amplified. So if it sounds a little different, you'll know why now. But the first couple of verses that I want to share with you is Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. And the Lord answered me and said, write the visions. You've been asking the Lord for something? Well, he's answering you. See, Habakkuk was asking something. And the Lord answered him and said, write the vision. Engrave it plainly upon tablets that everyone who passes by may be able to read it easily and quickly as he hastens by. Now listen to this. For the vision, hello, St. Stephen. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and it hastens to the end to fulfillment. Uh-huh. That's you. Your vision is hastening to the end for fulfillment. It will not deceive or disappoint. Though it tarry, wait earnestly for it, because it will surely come. Now listen to this. It will not be behindhand on its appointed day. You're right on time. You're right on time. No pandemic is going to stop what God's going to do with this house. You may see limited numbers, but God sees incredible people. You may see limited number, but God sees unlimited power. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 17. It shall come to pass in the last days. If we've ever not, you know, in the days of Paul, he was saying we're in the last days. Well, if Paul was in the last day, where are we now? So we're in the last day. God declares, now this is God, this is a decree from the Father. I will pour out my spirit upon all mankind. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Now, how do you see vision? The word see here, see vision, in the original language does not mean as to see, as to behold, but it means to realize, to obtain. To realize your vision is not, he's not leaving the vision out there somewhere. He's not leaving it in the spirit world. You're able to visualize something that is going to happen. Hallelujah. I don't want to get ahead of myself. What he's saying is that you, that which you have visualized will materialize in this season. I want to say it again. What God is saying is that what you have visualized will materialize in this season. Now, I didn't mean it to rhyme, brother, but there it is anyway. But that's why the enemy works so hard for our attention. He tries to do anything to distract us from seeing the vision. Pandemic, limited people, limited this, limited that. The enemy does not want you to see yourself in breakthrough, in victory, living in an overcomer's lifestyle. The enemy knows the power of vision. That's why he wants to thwart what you see, because if you continue to see it, there's nothing he can do to stop it. If you continue to see that vision in front of you, there's nothing the enemy can do to stop it. Now listen to this. When Jesus told the disciples, go and feed the 5,000. You remember that story? Sunday school story? Go and feed the 5,000. Here's a revelation for you, something for you to chew on. This doesn't have anything to do with my notes, but I got 35 minutes, so I'm going to take as much liberty as I can. Jesus said he took the bread, he broke it, and blessed it. And then what did he do? He gave it to the disciples. Jesus didn't feed the 5,000. The disciples did. The food was not multiplied in Jesus' hands. It was multiplied in the apostles, in the disciples' hands. Now watch this. The ability to multiply bread was in the command, go and feed. So the ability in what God is telling you to do is what he has said for this house to do. You're going to be able to do it because everything that you need to do is in the power of the command of him to do it. Hallelujah. Now, what do you do when it seems like the vision isn't yet? It's not here yet. It's not manifested yet. Not seen with the eyes yet. Not seen by people yet. Not seen by you yet. What do you do when it seems like your vision is in a drought season? You look at people like the prophet and prophesy in a drought season. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain over St. Stephen. I hear the sound of the blessing of God on St. Stephen. But you don't understand. Look at where we are. Yeah, I'm looking at where you are, and small is big in the kingdom. If you look at size as a mark for the success of God, then Jesus had the worst ministry of any recorded ministry that's ever been. Because at the end of his life, he only had two people, his mama and his best friend, and that was it. But how many of you know little was big? Come on, somebody. There are not many people who can prophesy rain in drought season. You have to be a radical person, a person that doesn't care what other people see, what other people are saying. You have to become a visionary. You have to begin to start saying those things that be not as though they were. You have to watch what's coming out of your mouth. Well, you know, sister so-and-so wasn't it? Well, brother and so-and-so. Well, who would know? God was there. You know what a person is seeing by listening to what they're saying, because they're going to say what they are seeing. The vision is yet for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it. It will not be behindhand on its appointed day. I want to encourage not only your pastor, but I want to encourage each of you. If your mouth is talking down in the natural realm, your life is going to go where your mouth is. If your mouth is talking down in the natural realm, your life is going to go where your mouth is. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Your mouth is a reflection of where your heart has been. Another verse about this, that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. But that's why you can't just have conversations with anybody about the vision God's given you. Because they're speaking doubt, you're speaking faith. You're coming from a different dimension, honey. They're speaking from an inferior place, from an inferior realm, while you're talking from a superior place, from a superior realm. Are you hearing me today? You're speaking up here. Will you go over to that church? Why are you going over to that church? Because God Almighty is about ready to show up and show out at that church. I'm going to that church because God isn't about to. He is showing up and showing out at that church. And I want to be there because I don't want to miss it. You see, sometimes people don't come and they miss the move of God. They miss their day of visitation. You have to get ready to be blessed. You can't wait for your vision to show up and then get ready. You have to get ready in advance. Sometimes we're needing to look like a fool while other people are laughing at us, building an ark. You know, they mocked Noah. They made fun of him and his family, but he built anyway. It's historically accurate to say that there was no rain from the sky up to Noah's day. So when he said rain, that was a foreign word. They had never heard that word before. And when he said there's going to come water from the sky, they laughed at him. Because it says in Genesis, it says that how everything was watered came up from the ground. That's how everything was watered. So when he was saying, no, water, God told me, God, water's going to come from the sky. And they were like, boy, you outside your mind. What you talking to me? And you know what? He kept building. He didn't care what people said. He looked like a fool. And then don't you know, everybody regretted calling him a fool when the rain started to fall. Boop. Boop, boop. For those that are listening, I'm dotting my head with rain. What is that, Martha? I don't know, Mary. Jebediah, what is that? I don't know. What is that? All of a sudden, it started to rain. They knew then the vision had it arrived. They knew then there was no doubt to the vision. Don't wait till it starts to rain to start building the ship. You start building because God gave you a word. Let me say that again. You start building because God gave you a word. But Apostle, you don't know my situation. I don't need to know your situation because God's bigger than your situation. Yeah, but I'm old. No, you ain't. Moses started his ministry at 80 years old. And he led the children of Israel out of Egypt at 80 years old. That's when he started his ministry. So if you ain't 80 years old yet, honey, you ain't even started yet.
All right, come on, talk to us. Tell us.
That word has all the power of heaven. That word that God gave you, you got to start building because God gave you a word. That word has all the power of heaven behind it. For you to be able to succeed in the thing whereunto you've been sent. Just like in that word command, go and feed them. The power to be able to multiply the bread was in the command. And just like God has assigned this house, specific things to do in this city, not just this city, in this region. There are things that God wants to do through this house that no other, he's not appointed any other house to do it. He's appointed you to do it. He's appointed this pastor to do it. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void without producing any effect or useless. But it will accomplish that which I please and purpose, and it will prosper in the thing which I have sent it. That word that God gave has not gone by the wayside. It's been in a germination season, but now it's coming forth. It's not being behindhand. You're in this room, but this room isn't going to contain you very much longer. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm prophesying. This pandemic isn't going to be able to contain what God's going to do in this house. No, it can't. No, it can't. God can move things that cannot be moved. Yes, he can. God can move things that cannot be moved. Deliver a person that you thought couldn't be delivered. Anybody know about that? God can open doors that no man thought could open. That's the God that we serve. Start to build with what's in your hand. Start to build with what's in your hand. Moses delivered a nation with what was in his hand. When Moses was talking to God and God gave Moses the assignment to deliver Israel, he said, I have nothing to be able to deliver them with. And God said to him, what is in your hand? And that's what God is saying to St. Stephen. What is in your hand? He parted the Red Sea with what was in his hand. He caused water to come out of the rock with what was in his hand. Start to build. Start to build. Wonder why Pastor does the things that she's doing? Because she prayed. She sought God. And the Lord gave her a mission, a commission. A commission is a coming into agreement with the mission that God has set. You don't have to have everything perfectly lined out yet. Begin with what's in your hand. What has God placed in your hand? David stirred himself up in the Lord. You've got to stir up the things that God has given in you. You've got to stir up the things that God put within you. I used to live on the streets. Started with what was in my hand. I had a dollar. I was living on the streets. Went to my pastor and said, I'm ashamed to give my tithe. And he said, why? I said, because it's only a dime. So I don't want to give my tithe because I'm ashamed it's only a dime. Living on the streets. Lord, he said, don't be ashamed. If that's what you got, give it. So I gave my dime. A couple weeks later, I gave him two dimes. A couple weeks later, I gave him a 20. A couple months later, I gave him $200. A couple years later, God gave us a new car, debt-free. Come on, somebody. Start with what's in your hand. That car, by the way, we're still driving, and it had 15 miles when it was given to us debt-free. Start with what's in your hand. So what are you going to do to bring the vision of this house to pass? What are you going to do? I want to challenge not just the pastor, but I want to challenge you, the person. What are you doing? What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm coming, aren't I? No, you got to do more than that.
That's right. That's right.
Listen to this. This is Ezekiel 12. Tell them, therefore, thus says the Lord God to St. Stephen, I will make this proverb to cease, and it shall no more use it in the house of St. Stephen. Say to them, the days are at hand and the effect of every vision. There shall be no more any vain vision or flattering divination within the house of St. Stephen. For I am the Lord, I will speak the word, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall not no more long slow down. I shall speak. It shall come to pass. It shall no more be prolonged, for in your days I will say the word, and I will perform it, says the Lord. Pastor, you're going to have to get more chairs in here. People are going to start coming. They're not even going to know why. They're going to be driving by, and there's going to be a parking spot all of a sudden open up, and they're going to just pull over. And they're, I don't know why I'm coming to this place. I know why you're coming to this place. So what are you doing to bring the vision of this house to pass? God has put something in you for this vision, or somebody else would be in your seat. Let me say that again. God has given you something for this vision, or somebody else would be in your seat. God knows how to lead you. You think you invented talking? God's the one who created the voice. God's the one who created language. You don't think he can talk to you? Yes, he can. He knows how to get something across to you. You know he does. You may not like what he says. I'll look over here. I'll preach to the tree.
Come on now.
You may not like what he, oh, it might wither. You may not like what he says, but he's got something to say to you about this vision. Maybe it's more prayer time. Maybe it's starting a prayer time. Maybe it's joining in with the prayer that goes on each week. Whatever it is, maybe it's sowing more. Maybe it's spending time down here cleaning. Maybe it's walking around the property and praying. You know, whatever it is, God knows how to get his point to you. There's an importance of the vision that God wants us to understand. If you do not understand it, then you'll have a problem with running it. You need to hear what the Spirit is saying to you, the church. For this church is going into a deeper level of divine reality within. Let me say that again. This body of people and this pastor is going into another deeper level of divine reality from within. Can I go deeper? I'm going to anyway, so you might as well say amen. What you can see, and I'll say this a couple of times because it was hard, it probably was just me, but it was really hard for me to catch it when the Spirit was telling it to me. What you can see in this, what you can hear in the Spirit is what you can see. And what you can see becomes your contact with eternity. What you can hear in the Spirit is what you can see. And what you can see becomes your contact with eternity. Let me give you an example of this. When I say tree, what happens in your mind? You heard the word tree, and a tree was pictured in your mind. That's what God's talking about. What you can hear is what you can see. The word that God, that comes from God is scenic. And what God is saying is what God is showing. So he's wanting to speak something to you so you can see that thing that he's saying. We even in English have a saying, we don't realize how prophetic it is. See what I mean? We're trying to use words to paint somebody a picture to understand where we're coming from. That's what God does. So when I'm saying you're seeing it, I'm saying you're hearing it. What God is showing you, he's giving you the anointing to see it. He's giving you an anointing upon your eyes so that you will be enlightened to see what the truth is. Now, God will never reveal a part of himself without enlightening you to see that part of himself. So he's given you the ability, Ephesians 1, 17 and 18, that God would give unto you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and the knowledge of him, opening the eyes of your understanding, that they will be enlightened. God wants you to understand and to know what his vision is, not only for your life in a micro, but in a macro, what is in your, the vision for you in this house, and what God wants you to do through you in this house. Now, let me give you what I believe the kingdom revelation reality definition of vision is. Number one, vision is your point of contact with unlimited eternity and unlimited supply. I'll say it again. Vision is your point of contact with unlimited eternity and unlimited supply. How did Noah know how to build an ark because nobody had ever built one before. He had a vision, and that vision connected him with the unlimited eternity and an unlimited supply. They have the Ark Encounter. A couple bishops that we know are going to the display in Kentucky, and they're doing a tour of the Ark. And we haven't had the privilege of going there yet, but that's on our bucket list, to go there and see that thing. But I've seen pictures, and that thing is huge. Titanic doesn't have nothing on it.
All right, I'll be good.
Number two. Vision is your point of contact with the manifestation of what truly is. Vision is your point of contact with the manifestation of what truly is. So in other words, you may not see what this house is going to become yet, but you can see what this house is going to become through vision. So that vision that God has given you, even though you don't see it in the natural yet, you call those things that be not as though they were.
Yeah. Yeah.
You start talking different when you see something in the spirit. I want to stir you up today, that you get stirred up in that which you, what God has called you to be in this body. That you're more than just a saint sitting in a chair, just sitting there and just supporting a pastor. No. You are supporting the vision of God. Let me go a little deeper with this. You're supporting the purpose of God. You see, this city is going to break into revival because of you. Now, I understand there's other churches that God's going to be involving, but you've got your part to play. You see, each church has a key. And if each key isn't used, revival can't happen. Oh, come on, somebody. That's better preaching than I thought. Each church has a key that God has divinely. Behold, I give you the keys to the kingdom. And whatever you unlock, that's you, child of God. You're part of the key of this building. You're part of the key of this vision. You're part of the key to what God purposes for this church, for this vision. Number three, vision is God's point of contact with you. Vision is God's point of contact with you, that he wants to reveal himself to you. He wants to reveal himself to me? Yes, he wants to reveal himself to you. He's placed each one in the body as he sees fit.
Yes.
Not as you see fit,
yes.
But as he sees fit. So you're here in your position, child of God, woman of God, man of God. You're here in your position because God divinely anointed and appointed you to be here. And he's taking you to the next. Now listen. If he's taking pastor to another level, guess where you're going?
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, I got to prophesy that again. If God's taking pastor to another level, guess where you're going? You ought to want to bless pastor. Because if she's getting blessed, you're going to get blessed. Come on the internet. I can't hear you. If she's going up a level, you're going up a level. If she's going up in her finances, you're going up in your finances. If she's going up in spiritual vision, you're going up in spiritual vision. If she's going up in spiritual reality, you're going up in spiritual reality. If she's going up in spiritual understanding, you're going up in spiritual understanding. Your pastor has had a vision put inside of her. Not because she wanted the vision, but God gave her a vision. So you really believe, so if you really believe that God gave her a vision to fulfill, what are you doing to see that unseen vision come to pass? Because your part isn't up to her. Your part is between you and God. Now, her responsibility, she does well. We've known Pastor for several years now, and we know that she does her job well. She does her calling well. Amen, somebody? So you're being trained. You're being equipped to do your part of the key. I want to give this before I close. I'm running out of time already. Small is big in the kingdom. I want to get that in your spirit. Small is big in the kingdom. Jesus said, the way things that work in the kingdom, they're the opposite of what things are in the natural. In the natural, we think big is big in the kingdom. No, it's not. No, it's not. Jesus said, what you do in secret, God will reward openly. One time, Jesus used 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed 4,000. Then he used 7 loaves or 2 loaves and 5 fish to feed 10,000. So notice he started with, the more people he had, he started with less. I don't think I'm getting the numbers right, but you see where I'm going. He started the time where it was the bigger amount of people he used less to be able to bless with. Why? Showing us a pattern that just because you're starting with a smaller amount doesn't mean that you're going to be experiencing a smaller amount. The smaller amount means that you're going to be equipped with more. God has put something in you for this vision. I really want to get that into you. God has put something in you for this vision. I was talking to Pastor just before we started service, and I was playing a little on the piano, and she said, I hope it's not too out of tune. And I said, you know, I found out years ago that a professional piano tuner came to the church, and he was detuning a couple of the strings. I said, why are you doing that? He said, every good piano tuner, professional piano tuner, detunes some of the strings because the natural ear can't hear a perfect pitch. So he said each piano tuner has to detune some of the strings so that you can hear exactly the sound that the keyboard is trying to, the piano is making. So what that means is when you hear somebody that can't sing real well, that's just God showing you perfect pitch in the kingdom. So go ahead and sing with your rotten voice. You go right ahead and sing. Go ahead. Let it on out, sister. Go ahead. Come on, mother. Come on, mother. Go ahead. Sing that. Yeah. There was a, I was a associate pastor, worship pastor years ago back in the early 90s. And there was a person that came, a special guest singer, and she had all the TBN look. Her hair was done all up. She had all the, you know, she was dressed all nice. She looked like she was ready to go on to TBN. She sang. Oh, that girl could sing. But she, and Pastor, she had all the moves. She... She had all the moves. She had all the TBN moves like she was singing into a camera. When she got done singing, everybody was, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that was so, oh, yeah, yeah. She was selling her CD in the back. Oh, that was so good, sister. Thank you so much. And that was it. A couple months later, the Lord spoke to me and said, today I'm going to show you the difference between true worship and performance. There was no mother in the church. Had all of 2 teeth in her mouth. She came in and she said, Pastor, can I sing a song for Jesus? And Pastor Book put his head down and kind of went, yeah, because he knew. But she went ahead and he let her sing. She got about halfway through the stand of Jesus Loves Me, and every hand in the place went up. She got to the end of the first verse, everybody was on their feet. She got to the chorus, yeah, Jesus loves me, yeah, Jesus loves me, yeah, Jesus loves me. I tell you what, Pastor, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, see, that's the difference. To me, what she sounds like is perfection. And that other person was singing in a natural voice, something that people naturally would applaud to, but I wasn't applauding. Oh, come on, somebody. So by faith, as I'm closing, by faith we understand. This is Hebrews 11:3. By faith we understand that during the worlds, during the successive ages, were framed, fashioned, and put in order and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God, so that what we see is not made out of things that are visible. So what you're seeing is not made out of the things that are visible. So the things that are invisible are more real than that what you see. So you got to be talking from that place, from that realm. The issue is not what you can do in yourself. The issue is what you're becoming in Christ's ability. If you understand who you are, then what you and then what you can do becomes a simple act of obedience to God. God spoke me to, for me to do this, so I'm doing it. So therefore, whatever needs to be accomplished and however it needs to be accomplished is not up to me, it's up to him. My response is to just be obedient to what he said, and in doing what he said, it's going to come to pass. We give the Lord a praise.
Come on, come on. Put those hands together and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I heard Apostle say that it was a month and a half ago that the Lord gave him that word. How many of you read the Sunday school lesson this week? Everything that you said about vision, about faith, about trusting God, about being obedient, was our Sunday school lesson on today. So that's how I know that this was God ordained and that God had purposely placed you to be here today to speak to us on our 37th church anniversary. Hallelujah. You might be listening through Blog Talk. You might be here in person. But the word that came from the Lord today is that you have a part to play in the vision that God has given to this house. That's the word on today. And so we want to, I'm standing with you, Apostle. We want to challenge not just the laity, but I'm challenging myself to let my mouth speak what I cannot yet see. And I want you to join me, and I want you to do that. If you hear me say it and you don't see it, don't. I see it. I see it. I believe it. I receive it. I declare and I decree it. But we got to be in agreement. We got to be in unity with what God is saying for us. Amen. Truly, Apostle, we appreciate you today. Come on, let's show the man of God some love on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What an awesome word on today. What a word that came straight from the Lord, from your heart. And we receive it on today. We receive it. We know we already have in our spirit. I heard a preacher say that God had gifted him with the gift of bye-bye. Well, God has gifted us with the spirit of small, because that don't bother us. Because we do stuff that the big churches should be doing, wish they could do, or they should have done. So that don't bother us. We've already got that, you know, that small in our, we got that. Because we know that little is much when we place it in the master's hand. So we truly thank God for you today. We thank God for that word. Thank God for each of you that are here on today. We are truly blessed. Cam, it's good to see you in the house today. Hey! Amen. It is so good to see all of you. Thank you for coming out to worship with us on today. Thank you for allowing us to have a wonderful 37th church anniversary. Amen. Amen. So let me share this vision with you. We had school supplies that we were going to give away, and we had school supplies in an abundance. But when we went to retrieve them yesterday, we found out that they had been given away. And so we're going to go and get 25 backpacks, and we've got some school supplies here. But if you see the need or you see the vision to help make sure we have enough to give out and you want to go pick up some stuff or you want to share an offering with us today, please, ma'am, please, sir, even those of you that are on the line, you can drop it off at the house, 1725 Northeast Morgan, or you can give it today. But we just want to be able to do what God has commissioned and commanded us to do. Amen. For September, our giveaway is going to be cleaning supplies. So I've already looked through the dollar store, got my cart ready, amen, just waiting to push purchase and seal it up. But on the third Sunday of August, we'll be doing school supplies. And on the third Sunday of September, we're going to be doing household cleaning supplies, amen. And so that's what God has given us to help to do ministry with our community. We're not doing ministry for the community. We're doing it with the community. And so...
What you say now? In the city, in the field. What you say now?